First My Tunes for 2020. And where are we going for this one? Well, we're not going music, necessarily. We'll find out if my guest does play something, though, a bit later. But we're going into the world of sport. And the hottest golfer from the Isle of Man for a very long time is with me all this week. Tom Gaddy, thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's really good to have you on. I sort of had you in my sights. I was watching you sort of getting yourself together in Europe and getting all your bits and pieces. I thought, when he's back and drawn breath.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a lot about golf, obviously, over this week. But I want to start with your very first experience with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave you that first club and how did it all happen?
At Rowney Golf Club with my mum, my dad, my two brothers at the time as well. We all took it up. My dad was captain of Rowney and then later president as well. So he was always up there socialising, having a beer, whatever. And we were out the back on the pitch and putt sort of thing.
It is a bit like a bug, isn't it? You either get it or you don't. And did you get it quite quick?
Not at that stage. No, we did a bit. We had lessons then or whatever. I can't even remember how old that was. But then we didn't take it up too much and turned to the game when I was about 11, I think. My big brother would have been 13. And then, yeah, we were fully in then. We were bitten and that was it. We were playing every day.
I mean, I bet a load of people listening to this thinking that the journey from being a high handicap golfer to really getting it together, is it simply work, or is there a huge amount of natural talent in there as well?
Well, when we were kids, my younger brother Patrick, actually, everybody said how nice he swings it, and Jay was was always lower, but handicap wise, but he was a fraction older than me, so I just kept grafting and got a few lucky breaks as well, but just putting the time and put the hours in, really.
Well, we'll talk a lot more about golf during the week, and I'll try and get a few tips, dear listener. We'll get some tips out of him if we can. Tell us about your music choices. When you're getting in the groove for your golf, do you have some music in your head?
Not really, not particularly. I've got my brother Jay shouting at me in the background usually, but I do sometimes. Obviously, in the car on the way there or whatever, we always have a few tunes on. I'm not one of these that stands over the headphones in and practices, but. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Music can inspire you, it can lift your mood or bring you down if you want it to. You know, it's great. So, yeah, my music taste is very wide.
Now, I've been looking at your golfing career, but I haven't noticed if you actually play any instrument yourself.
No talent whatsoever with that. No. My girlfriend, Charlotte, likes to try and sing karaoke-wise. She's...
Don't say try and sing about your girlfriend. She'll have a go.
She knows how to clear the pub out. Like.
Really?
But I'm not a musically talented guy, no.
Well, take us into your first choice for the week. What have we got?
We've got the Cortinas, not 19 Forever.
I'd forgotten how good this was. Tell us, why have you chosen this?
I don't know, really. It come out when I was growing up, and I just remember it from being a teenager, I guess, and having a few beers with the boys or whatever and listening to it. And then I went to my first festival this year, Isle of Wight, and was lucky enough to see it live. So I went to the Isle of Wight Festival and, really enjoyed it when that song came on. I mean, like I say, I don't play any music, I don't dance, but then once that came on, I came alive a bit, you know what I mean? I had a great time. So, yeah, it's a great tune, I love it.
Here we are. This is the Cortinas, not 19 Forever.
Still alive to go over was a slightly younger man. God bless the band, they're doing all they can.
Welcome to a brand new, well, new year, new series of My Tunes. Tom Gandy, thank you for coming along.
No, thanks again for having me.
Well, we touched a bit on growing up with golf yesterday. Tell us about the venture into Europe. Talk me through how that happened. And start, I guess, with winning here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, before I won here, as in the Island Champs, I played for the Isle of Man for many years in the sort of northern counties. We won team gold at Island Games in 2015 in Jersey. But before that, I finished at the Isle of Man Business School 2013. And my mum, very fortunately, allowed me to play that summer, helped fund me. I did quite well, and I decided I would have a go the next year. So I worked that winter, saved up, and then played. 2014 was my first proper season, I guess. It was a good season. I shot a few course records, you know, won a couple times, and got selected by England to be part of their A squad.
That must have been a heck of a great feeling.
Yeah. Once I got that call, I was elated. I remember I was working for Mark Kerfey, Kerf's Cuts, and I got the call and I stopped the mower and, you know. But yeah, it was really good. So I had 3 years with them, represented England in, you know, various different bits and bobs, went to a few good places really, and then won the Isle of Man Championships 2017 at Ramsey, which leads us nicely into the second song, but won that and then turned pro later in that year, 2017. Didn't play any events until 2018. That was my first year as a pro last year. 2 years ago now, it's 2020.
Yeah.
Straight on the Euro Pro Tour, did all right there. Managed to keep my card, and 2019 was an even better year.
Yeah, and that one shot off.
I mean, that would have got me to the European Tour, which has been the dream since I was a kid. But missed by one, but I'm still going to get a few starts, and I move up to the Challenge Tour, which is great. So rather than taking a massive jump, it's another step as opposed to a leap. So it's good. Yeah. I'm happy.
Mm. Well, congratulations on everything so far. There's loads more to come. We'll talk more about golf tomorrow and on Friday. Take me through this record. Well, you almost you led me into it a bit, your second choice.
Yeah, it's a song called, by The Magician. It's called Shy. In 2017, there, when I won the Isle of Man Champs, I just remember I had my best friend, Jake, caddying for me all week, and he seemed to have it on repeat in the car, and we had a good week and we won. So, yeah, a song I closely linked to that, really, which is a good summer. So, yeah.
Perfect choice. Here it is.
There's no way I could turn you down when I know that there's a chance to show you. There's no one that I'm shy around, but if only I could let this out, I could let this out. There's no way I could turn you. I'm not shy around you. Save me, be my. show you. There's no one that I'm shy around. But if only I could let this out, I could let this out.
Tunes on Manx Radio, and my guest all this week is Tom Gandy, a golfer of, well, some huge note. And the Isle of Man has produced a few golfers over the years, hasn't it, Tom?
There's been a load of good guys before me who have played a bit, yeah. And I was lucky to be a part of the Island team with a lot of those guys, so learnt a lot from them, yeah.
I want to talk about being a professional golfer, because someone like me watches the telly and you see the big names at the top, and yet you know instinctively there are hundreds and thousands of really good golfers who are just off being in that top, I don't know, 20, 30, 40. Yeah. How tough is it on that circuit?
It's tough, yeah. I mean, the standard's really good, really, really good. There's so many guys who, I guess, like myself, are chomping at the bit to get up the levels and play on the European Tour. But the guys there are very good to maintain their status there. So it's tough. I mean, what I have learned is that my good golf is plenty good enough. So that's a very positive thing. Hopefully I'll be one of those 20 or 30 we spoke of, yeah.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, the ridiculous thing about golf is, you and I could go and play a round of golf this afternoon, and I probably, even as a fairly high handicapper, would hit a couple of shots that you would say were good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe two shots in 18 holes.
Yeah.
But I can't get that consistency. Is it just practice, 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 or what is it?
It is, yeah. I mean, you've got to have sound mechanics, and, you know, technically you've got to be pretty good, but yeah, work, you know, learning the game, really. But I'm the same, you know, I can hit some shots and where's that come from, you know? Yeah. But that's the thing with golf, you know, you can't guarantee. Every day is a challenge, so that's why I love it so much. You can never perfect it. It's, you can just do what you can, really.
Now, my wife's parents were lovely golfers, both gone now, sadly, but they were steward and stewardess of a couple of clubs in the past, and they played a lot. And they always said that the forgotten art was putting. Mm. People underestimate the vital nature. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have two putts on every green, you could have a very good round. You have three putts on every green, it's rubbish.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. You forget how many, I mean, you use your putter more than you use any other golf club in your bag, but so many guys willing to spend £500 on a new driver and neglect the putting, and it's, you know. But that really helped me. I worked with a new coach on my putting, and really helped me turn my game around in 2019. So it's the most important part, really.
I mean, you go to any seaside town in Britain, and not here. Well, yeah, they're not even here. You'll see little putting greens, and you'll see little old ladies popping them in from 15 feet time and time and time again.
I wish I could. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And they go out every summer. They only play in the summer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't blame them. You don't want to play in this, do you?
But they pop them in 15, 20 feet, bang, in it goes. No trouble at all.
I know. And then, the actual stats behind those putts, you don't haul many at all, but they seem to,
And yet you agonise over 6, 5, 4, count it down. Yeah. How much of that's in your head?
A huge part of golf's in your head, isn't it? It's all played between your ears, really, but that's why if you can be in the right spot in your head, you're going to do all right, really.
Yeah. Let's have our next song. Where are we going with this one?
Notorious B.I.G., Hypnotise. Liked it as a kid growing up, and then there was a film about his life or whatever, and I think it was right at the end, as he's passed away, this song comes on. Like, I think it's actually real footage of his funeral, and it, you know, gets played in the streets. It's cool, yeah, big fan of it, yeah.
Here he is.
Come on. Ha, sicker than your average Papa Twist cabbage on Insta.
don't think shit, stink pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's right. Dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that. Easily.
Uh-huh. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, DC, prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty boy the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dicks. Frank White push the six on the Lexus LX. 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some ass. Gon' blast, squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and broads, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than rich, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Name brand, nigga with flows. Girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rugs, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe. Watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me,
say what?
Homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain.
It's the last day of the MyTunes week, Thursday, with my guest, Tom Gandy. Great golfer, wonderful putter, he is now. We've talked about that, talked about that yesterday. Tom, when you look at your game coming forward, and you're still getting better and better, right?
Yeah.
When do you think you'd peak?
It's tough to know. I mean, I don't know.
But how old are you now?
27.
27, yeah. Yeah.
They say, well, I think the average age of getting on to the European Tour is around about 30, but people play up to, you know what golf's like, you can play at any age, really. So, I don't know. Physically, you need to be, you're probably, I'm not going to be too far away from peak years, I guess, but it doesn't mean your golf doesn't improve because, as we said yesterday, it's psychology is massive, yeah. So.
Put into perspective for me how you think, what you think about Tiger Woods' return to the game.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
It blew me away to see him come back like that.
Yeah, how good. Yeah, I mean, he's been the best thing to happen to golf, really. I know he had his troubles and his injuries and all that stuff, but yeah, really inspiring to come back the way he has and win and return to the top of the game is you know, remarkable, really. It's great.
And there's good people around him, obviously, to help him get into that right place.
Exactly, yeah. He must have a great team around him, yeah. But he is so now experienced, knows the game better than anyone, and his game better than anyone. And yeah, who'd have thought it, really? You know, you couldn't write it, could you? But well done to the boy. Yeah.
It was, and it's great, as you say, fantastic for the game.
Oh, yeah.
The profile of that man is unbelievable. Now, here's the thing. Isle of Man, winter, a few storms already, and not the easiest of golf in the winter. Is it important to get away into somewhere sunny during the winter for someone like you?
Yeah. I mean, in every winter prior to this one, I've worked and maybe taken a couple of weeks holiday and gone, but played or practiced in the, you know, out in Portugal or something. But this winter's going to look a little different. So I've got a few trips coming up, yeah. So hopefully we'll get some sun and we'll get some proper practice done, yeah.
Can you give me a couple of your favourite courses? Do include the Isle of Man or not? Yeah. It's entirely up to you. Where do you love playing?
Number one is Rowney Golf Club, yeah. Port Erin.
No. Give him a shout. Give him a big shout. Yeah. You'd be in trouble if you didn't.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, it's always a tough one. I don't know how to answer that one, really. They've played a lot of great venues, but I mean, I played Royal County Down, which is meant to be number one in the world, but I didn't think it was as good as that. I thought it was great, but I don't know. St. Andrews is pretty cool, but there's a lot of holes that aren't that great either. I don't know. Formby's my favourite, I'd say. Oh. I haven't played. When I've been in Europe, they haven't necessarily been the top courses, I guess, but we've got a few good ones on the schedule this year, so.
I was very lucky to be taken to Lindrick.
Oh, nice.
Funny old course.
Yeah.
In the middle of England, near Nottingham, really, I think.
Yeah.
Is it? Newark. And I've forgotten it actually had the Ryder Cup on it just once.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
But that was a beautiful course.
Yeah, I've never played it. I've heard of it, obviously. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Not easy.
No, not at all, I'm sure. Yeah, especially if you had the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. There's a lot of good venues like
that. And what about links versus sort of away from the coast?
Coming from the Isle of Man, growing up next to the, you know, you've got the wind all the time. So the links stuff's good, but then it's more fun probably playing it when it's a bit softer, pitch and stop sort of. Yeah, so the inland stuff's pretty good, yeah.
So what's the plan now? Talk me through the next couple of years. Here we are, right at the beginning of a new year. Mm-hmm. Let's go through this year. What's the plan?
So this year we've got some European tour and full challenge tour season to play, so that will be a lot more traveling than I've previously done. So if that goes well, then hopefully a European tour the year after, or still challenge tour. I can't really answer it. It depends how well I play, really.
And big ambition looking ahead where do you want to be next couple of years?
I want to play in the British Open. That's one of the most important things to me, and I'd love to become a proper European tour player, really. And you know, like, I missed by one shot, but shows I'm not a million miles off, so I'd love to get there, yeah, and to experience it all, really.
Well, the very best of luck for that.
Top man, thank
let's
you.
Let's see it happening, and let's have your final choice of music for the week. What's it going
to
be?
It's The Verve, Lucky Man. Again, my girlfriend took me to Isle of Wight Festival first time.
Oh, you better be kinder about her singing. Did she sing along to this?
Yeah, she did. She was shouting, yeah.
I'm sure out on this one.
Yeah, she was all right, yeah. But we did. Richard Ashcroft was there, and he played it. Yeah, it was great. And yeah, just, I feel a bit of a lucky man myself, really. So, great tune, yeah.
Tom Gandy, thank you.
No, thank you.
Turn. How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. But I'm a lucky man with fire. Something in my own place. I'm steady naked, smiling. I feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look up and watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Watch my people go.
Lucky man. Finishing off this particular podcast, Tom Gandy it was, with My Tunes. Thanks for listening. Do keep popping back. More will be appearing all the time. In fact, next up, coming very soon, George Ferguson is going to be my special guest. Don't miss that, whatever you do. I'm Mark Tiley. These are My Tunes, as featured on the Mark Tiley in the Morning Show with Shaw, Isle of Man.